And this is Peter. Hello, welcome to today's episode, the physical and psychological parts of getting a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice together with relaxation, hydration, how to write right, how to deal with mic fright, everything in between to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Thank you for listening to today's show where we're talking about being a moody voice actor as we pick up on what we've been talking about over the last week or so and continue that theme. Tomorrow, incidentally, we're going to be talking about using props. So listen out for that episode coming to you, well, in the next few hours here, right here. So develop various attitudes in your voice. Yeah, it's the words, but also it's the non-verbal sounds as well. But also think about the tone and the volume and the speed and the energy of your particular character. We've been saying it, as I say, for the last several days, the different ways that you inhabit your character to make it sound convincing, or as convincing as you being in a robot war, or you being a dragon, or you being a tree, or you being a tipper truck, whatever it happens to be. You've got to sound convincing as a character in the animation, the anime, the cartoon, or the gameplay. So remember that a character is more than one mood. They're going to be going through various situations in this storyline, in the story arc, and you need to show that in your voice. Now, they may usually be fun, for example, your character, but then on occasion, frustrated or confused or concerned, confident or shy, determined, silly, serious, or maybe self-important, and a million other attitudes as well. So you've got to be able to think how your character will vocalise all of these kinds of emotions. A usually fun character who's upset will sound different from a character which is always upset. Yeah? And as we saw before, if you see an exclamation mark at the end of a sentence, think to yourself, what has happened in the storyline or in the script for that exclamation mark to be there? What am I reacting to that has caused that line and the dot to appear at the end of that particular sentence? And how will that affect my read of that line? So it could be that maybe a thought has just come to you. Or are you, in character, maybe humorously reacting to something another character has said? Is it a sudden outburst? And if so, why? You need to think as the character. Think, why am I saying this? How am I feeling right now about what I'm being asked to say? Because the listener's ears are lie detectors. If you're not feeling the doubt or the fear or the sadness, it won't come out in your voice and you won't connect with the audience. Don't just read the words. You need to be acting and reacting in character. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.